in high school. Craig and Partee, our producer, back at the studio. We're about to start the second quarter of this game in the Bad Boy Morris Cardinal Classic. And it is Mountain Home up 15-9. They'll have the ball to start the second quarter, and a good start for Mountain Home.
Yeah, great start to Mountain Home. Defense is kind of leading the charge for Mountain Home. We're doing a really good job in our half-court defense, walling up. And, you know, we've had a lot of shots at the rim, honestly, that just hadn't went down, and where the lead could be a little more.
Tate into the front court, dribbling on the right side. Picks up his drill, now trying for Arrowwood to go with it. Now Harris has it on the wing. He drills toward the corner. Gives it out to Dewey. Dewey's going to dribble to the free throw line, over to Uchman on the left. He drills toward the top, finds Dewey in the paint. He's going in for the layup. It rolls around, will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Shelby. Back come the Panthers.
Yeah, Dewey's just getting off balance just a little bit, and it's causing that shot just to roll off.
Here's Russell with it. Picks up his dribble, now gives it to Ellis. Ellis will throw it to Knight. Knight dribbles toward the right side, gives it there to Russell. Russell dribbles into the paint. 15 left on the shot clock. Now ball goes back out to Knight. Knight has the ball knocked away and stolen by Harris. Ball goes to Uchman. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. It will not go, and Shelby gets the rebound. He finds Russell back the other way, going in for the fast break ball, but he has the ball knocked away for a moment, but he's able to get it back and put up the layup good.
Yeah, just kind of a bad shot on the other end by Uch. Uch tried to, like, going up and under and crazy. Just take that ball in. If you get fouled, get to the free throw line. If it gets blocked, so be it, but don't try to do a little too much with the ball.
Ball at 15-11, Mountain Home up, 6:42 left in the half. Here is Harris with it on the right side. He'll give it to Dewey near the corner. Dewey's going to drill toward the low block. He has the ball. Oh, they're going to call travel. Wow.
I don't see that one.
Ryder McLean and Rhett Gilbert are checking back in from Mountain Home, and Kobaninski coming in for the first time for the Bombers as Levi Uchman, McGee Harris, and Blaine Tate will all take a seat. And I believe Benton brought in a sub as well.
Yep. Looks like 23 Prickett.
Oh, yeah,
Prickett came back in
for a replacing Knight.
He's got two fouls. Let's go right back at him. For those of y'all that are just joining us at three right here, you know, we did start early, so we are starting second quarter.
Offensive foul away from the ball there. They call that, see what they call that on.
So if they got number four? Number five.
Oh, I thought Knight was one of the ones that went out of the game, but no. Okay, so that's Knight's first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second quarter, against the Panthers. 6:17 left in the half. Mounts home with the ball, leading by four. Ball is with Braxton Carson, who just checked in. Gives it to Dewey. Dewey has there on the right side. Now back to Carson. Carson will try to throw back to Dewey. The ball knocked away, but Carson gets it back. 10 left on the shot clock. McLean has it on the right side. Gives it up top to Carson. Over to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane for the layup. Good.
Well, good job by Rhett right there. Taking it. We just never looked settled during that offensive possession at all, but was able to come and get a layup out of it.
Shelby on the left side is going back the other way. He's going to put up the three-pointer. Good. His first 3 points of the day. 17-14. It's a one-possession game. Bombers with the lead, 5:35 left in the half.
Benton back in this 1-3-1 here. Mount Home was able to attack and get some layups earlier when they were in it.
Here's Gilbert with it on the right side. He'll give it to Inske. Back to Gilbert. Gilbert trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he's going to drill toward the top. Gives it there between the circles to McLean. McLean dribbles into the lane. Has the ball knocked away. And Russell comes up with the steal. He's back the other way, going in for the layup. It will not go, but he draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 5:08 left to play in the half. Braden Dewey picks up his first personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second quarter against the Bombers.
Mount Home's going to take a 30-second timeout.
Yeah, Mount Home is going to call timeout before the free throws. We'll break with 5:08 left to play in the half. It is Mountain Home leading Benton 17-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
Here at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad, we're having a Grillabration sale.
You mean celebration, right?
No, Grillabration. You know, Grillabrate the times. And to do so, we're having a big Grillabration sale. Get up to 40% off on select in-stock grills. We carry Traeger, Golden's Cast Iron, Gosney Pizza Ovens, and the all-new Auto Grill. And we're the only Traeger service dealer in the area. So come Grillabrate the times at Big Box Brad's.
It's a Grillabration.
Mountain Home taking their first timeout of the day with 5:08 left to play in the half as they lead Benton 17-14. So it's a one-possession game, but Benton with a chance to cut into that further with Javarius Russell at the free throw line. Both teams come out on the floor. It will again be two shots for Russell. He had gotten the steal and was fouled going in for a layup by Braden Dewey. First free throw is up and good. I think Josh Fultro is just trying to sell his team down for the most part.
Yeah, Ben's kind of going on a little mini run right here. And, you know, we're just trying to – we got some subs in, just kind of settle in, make sure we're all on the same page as what we're going in as Dover's checked in. Look at his new haircut down there.
Yeah, I did see that. So the second free throw was missed and then knocked out of bounds by Knight. And it will be Mount Holmes' ball, but just for a moment as they turn it over on the inbounds pass.
Fifth turnover for the Bombers today as Benton has four. That's kind of the Ryder tried to throw that ball, and it kind of got – it's like a short hop if you're a baseball player. It kind of got in between a bounce pass and didn't know whether to catch it in the air for Coben.
Shelby puts up the three in the right corner. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Mountain Home. Benton had a chance to get the lead back. We've had four lead changes and a tie so far in this game. Here is Inskeep with it on the right side, met by a double team. He'll kick out to Carson, up top to Dover. Dover trying to figure out where to go with it. Now he'll give it to Gilbert on the left. Tries to throw it to McLean, knocked away by Ellis and goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Mount Home will inbound it with 18 left on the shot clock.
Benton is super quick if you look at them. The way they're moving to the ball and the way they close out on shooters, they are a quick defensive team.
Yes, they are. Inskeep with it on the left side. Has the ball knocked away again. Oh, they're going to say it off of Inskeep and out of bounds. And so Benton gets it back with a chance to tie or take the lead once again.
That's two quick turnovers there for the Bombers. And, you know, it looked like he knocked the ball off his leg and Coben was trying to get around the screen, but the ball just kind of bounced off his leg.
Inskeep checks out of the game as Tate comes back in. 4.5 minutes left to play in the first half. It is Mount Home up 17-15. Prickett with it. Again, Benton with a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession.
We'll get an offensive foul right here on him.
Prickett dribbling at the left elbow. He's going into the lane, going in for the layup. His shot is blocked, but he also draws contact with the body, so he's going to go to the free throw line with 4:15 left in the half.
Dover came over and he thought he was playing defensive end there for a second, it looked like.
That is Dover's first personal foul, team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the second quarter.
I don't think Prickett's going to be one to step back and try to hit a shot on you from three. He might surprise us, but that's one where Bombers got to slide over. He's got two fouls on him. See if we can get a –
Well, he had that long three earlier. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. So, well, he looked like he was going the hole. See if we can pick up a cheap foul on him before the half ends here and get him with three.
Knight checks out of the game as I believe it was Gray that just checked back in. So far, Prickett 0 of 2 from the free throw line because he missed that first one and gets the second one here. So he has 6 on the day. Down to a 1-point game, 17-16, Bombers up, 4:15 left in the half.
Going to just extend man pressure here.
Looks like I'm going to cheat off that a little bit as Tate's met by a double team. Has the ball knocked away, and the ball still 5-4 now. Shelby comes up with a steal. He finds Russell in the lane by himself for the easy layup, and Benton is on top.
Yeah, they're going to let you clear, and then they're going to push you to a corner, and then the offside guard's going to come and run and jump you. You can see right now, here he comes, number two. Mountain Home's got to keep their heads up. Now swing it. We got a mismatch.
Here's
just like that.
Here's Dewey at the free throw line. He's going to put up the jumper. It will not go. Looked a little flat on that shot.
Yeah, Dewey's been short on a couple block shots here.
Rebound come to Ben. Shelby back the other way. He's going to put up the three-pointer on the right side. Good.
And this is what Ben wants to do. They want to speed you up, turn defense into offense.
And Mount Tom's going to take another timeout as they're down two possessions now. 3.5 minutes left to play in the first half. It is Mountain Home leading Benton 21-17. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
So far in this quarter, Mount Tom's been outscored 12-2. And, you and I talked about during the break, that pressure extended by Ben has kind of given us fits.
It is, and they're running and jumping once you get to cross half court. And, we're letting it clear. And once we make that initial pass and beat the trap, we've got to be quick with the ball. Like, here it comes. Now go quick. Turn and go quick.
And Mount Tom's called for the backcourt violation. They said Carson caught it and then went back across the half court.
That's a close one.
Was close. Prickett will inbound on the near sideline, gets it in to Russell. Russell will give it back to Prickett. Now Tom in a man-to-man. Prickett's going to drill to the left, to the right, to the low block. He gets the layup and he draws the contact.
Yeah, Prickett's just got his head down. He's just wanting to go to the goal. I'm telling you, if Mountain Home can slide over on that, get in front of that, he'll get to three fouls and then he'll have to come out. And, we did a lot of our damage when he was on the bench.
Braxton Carson picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Bombers here in the second quarter. He's going to check out of the game. See, it didn't catch. Was it Uchman that came
in? Uchman, yeah. Okay. Uchman came in.
So Prickett at the line where so far he's one of three. Make it 2 of 4 as he gets a free throw here. He has 9 on the day. 24-17. It's a three-possession lead for the Panthers. And now Ray Gilbert's going to draw a little contact as he gets into the front court.
Yeah, Russell kind of shoved off there as Rhett got past him.
That's Russell's second personal foul, team foul number two against the Panthers here in the second quarter. 3:06 left to play in the half. It is a 7-point lead for Benton. Inbound pass goes in the backcourt to Tate. And now Benton's in a man-to-man. I don't know if they'll cheat off that again in a moment. Right now it doesn't look like they're going to. McLean has it on the right side. He has ball knocked away, gets it back, gives it to Tate near the top. Tate drills to the left wing. Now goes by his defender. His layup is blocked, though, by Shelby. And Prickett comes out with the ball. Now he's going to be tied up. It will be Benton's ball in the possession arrow.
Yeah, good block from behind by Shelby. He came from nowhere and blocked that ball off the backboard.
2:45 left to play in the half. Benton with a chance to extend their lead even further. Right now they're up 24-17. They've outscored Mount Home 15-2 in this quarter. Ball is with Shelby on the right side, up top to Prickett. Over on the right side to Gray. Down to Russell in the corner. Russell will dribble out to the wing. Now he goes up to the top. Now he goes into the paint. Over to Prickett on the right side. He'll take the screen. 10 left on the shot clock. Prickett dribbles towards the left side of the paint. He puts up the running jumper. Good.
Yeah, he's a scorer. He's showing it.
Harrison Prickett with 10 on the day. And it is... It was actually 11 on the day, I'm sorry. And it is 26-17, Matt Benton up, 2:05 left in the half. Ball goes over to Tate near the left corner. He'll dribble out to the wing. Up top to Uchman.
I see us do a little pick and roll right here with Prickett. When he switches off on that on Dewey, let's pin him in the post and try to get a foul on him.
And McLean loses the handle of the ball. It goes out of bounds. An unforced turnover there against Mountain Home with 1:49 left in the half.
Yeah, our ball movement has just kind of went away.
It really has.
It's kind of went one-on-one ball and try to isolation. And we just kind of got away from our what was our bread and butter here that first quarter.
Prigga with up top. He's going to put up the three-pointer. It was a little short. And the rebound's chased down by Gilbert. Back comes Mountain Home with it. Put Tate into the front court.
And Mountain Home's had 7 turnovers in this quarter.
Ooh, Tate dribbling into lane. He's going in for the layup. Good. That breaks Mount Home's long scoring drought. Tate with 6 on the day. 26-19, Benton up, 1:14 left in the half. Russell with it, throws it near the top to Prickett. Finds Russell in the lane. He's looking to make a move for the layup, and it will fall in.
The game of technical. After he turned and made that shot, he flexed on top of Blaine and, like, yelled in his face. The biggest thing is that's Russell's third.
That is Russell's third. Javarius Russell, right after the basket, he has 7 on the day. Does pick up the technical foul. That is his third personal foul. 13 foul against Benton here in the second quarter. So it will be Rhett Gilbert shooting the free throws for Mountain Home, and then the Bombers will inbound it on the sideline. With 1:02 left to play in the half, Gilbert's first free throw is missed.
I'll tell you, like I said, they were sitting down in front of us here before this other game, and Farmington was beating Forest City pretty bad, and Nate Russell was one of them. He was down there mouthing Farmington's players. So I'm glad they're getting him under control early here.
Gilbert does hit the second free throw. He has three on the day. 28-20, Panthers up with 1:02 left in the half. And Mount Home will keep possession with a chance to make it a two-possession game. Tate will walk the ball into the front court. Met by a double team. Throws up top to Uchman. Uchman still dribbling between the circles. Now gives over on the left side to McClain. McClain will dribble toward the top. Gives it up to the top to Dewey. Dewey drills toward the right side. Gives it there to Tate. Tate's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to go in for the reverse layup. Good.
Yeah, Tate is just shifty with that ball.
Tate, what happened there is Gray gambled and lost. Trying to go for a steal, and now he's walking gingerly. He's going to have to come out of the game.
Yeah, Tate was nice to go behind the back right there and kind of push that ball out in front of him. And when he did, he was a nice little reverse layup.
Blaine Tate with eight on the day. It does make it a two-possession game. Benton's up 28-22 with 35.2 seconds left. So Gray is going to check out of the game as he is replaced by Brayden Stamper.
He's in pain over there, too.
Yeah, he is. He sure is.
I don't know if they're looking at if he's cramping or what, but they're looking at something on his right leg.
So Knight walks the ball into the front court. The shot clock is on, but the way it is, Ben could hold for the last shot of the half.
Yeah, maybe 0.8 or 0.7 seconds or so difference,
yeah,
it looks
like. Yeah, something like that. Prigget with it up top. Yeah, down to 10. Almost had the ball knocked away, but he's able to keep it. Now he's going to throw it over to Stamper over on the left side. He's going to put up the three to beat the buzzer. Will not go. And Mount Home gets the rebound. McClain puts up the three. Well, on half court, it's got so close to going in.
Yep. Mountain Home was able to close the deficit there, but, man, not a great quarter by the Bombers. They had seven turnovers in that quarter, and we're going to have to kind of figure out something to do with this run and jump man that Farmington's got going on.
So it is halftime. We will start the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show in just a moment. Our score, Benton leading Mountain Home 28-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Katie. It's basketball season, and Farmers and Merchants Bank is cheering on the Mountain Home Bombers. We applaud the extra effort athletes, coaches, and band members contribute to make our school activities such a fun part of our community. Like you, working as a team to help you reach our goals as Farmers and Merchants Bank's game plan for success. Farmers and Merchants Bank, finally, a bank in your corner. Go Bombers. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la, it's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes, you know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets, more freshness, more softness, less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
The Pro Bowl game.